Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a little short, so excuse me. I feel like I'm doing like this, it's so tall. Okay, like she said, my name is Christian Rush. First, I want to thank you guys for inviting me out. Choir, you're amazing. I really enjoyed you guys. This has been a very great experience. I'm really grateful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been working for Southwest Transplant Alliance for 3 years now, and one thing I can say is I love working for a company that, honestly, everyone in that building embodies the mission of just saving lives, and it's that simple. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, there's nothing. We just really thrive. Every day we wake up knowing there is somebody on the other end that needs our help, and we need to do whatever we can to make sure it happens. So much so, I work a lot of hours, and people always say, Christian, when do you sleep? And I'll say, what's sleep? Because ultimately, I tell them this, if it was my, to understand organ donation, you have to understand the people that are on the receiving end that are actually waiting for these transplants. So we have to be their voices. I have to go out and speak on their behalf because they can't speak, right? And who knows who these people are? I was just sharing with my friend in our chat in the quick bathroom that so many people are waiting, but they look just like you and me. You would never know who these people are, who's received, who's going through these different pains. And it doesn't just affect them. It affects everyone around them. Their whole family goes through it with them. So that's my job, is to be that voice for them. They can't speak. Allow me to speak. So I'm going to go so hard every day because I know if I can reach one person, just one person, that may change their mind to say, you know what? Organ donation isn't what I thought. This may not be such a bad thing. I'm going to go ahead and change my mind today. I'll register today, and that's all I need. Or the other side of it is, I don't know if a lot of people understand, if you don't say yes to organ donation and someone passes away, your family then makes that decision for you. That's when our job gets a little deeper, because if the family doesn't know anything about it, it's kind of hard then for them to understand why they should say yes if their family member hasn't, right? So then we have to understand and educate the entire family that there is literally someone who may be hours away from passing. And if it was their mother, their child that was waiting, all of a sudden organ donation makes so much sense, right? So why would we not pay it forward on the front end to save those many lives? And I loved the song, the Say Yes song. It tied pretty much everything together, because that one yes does show so many things. You're saying yes to life. You're saying yes to love. You're saying yes to kindness and what good deeds you're doing for someone who you do not even know, right? You don't know anything about them, but you know that you love people so much, you want to help this person. You're done, right? You have nothing else to give. Why would you not give someone else that continuation of life? And the other side of that, I don't think people think of, since I work with so many recipients on a day-to-day basis, those recipients are so grateful to their donors. I don't care what you've done in life. You could have been the most horrible person. But when you say yes, guess what? Your recipient doesn't care how bad you were, because in that moment, you're amazing, right? You just saved their whole life. They adore you. I'm also the volunteer coordinator. So I know all of my recipients. I know all their donors. I know everything about them, because they literally wake up every day and they want to make their donor proud for saying yes. They want to make sure that they did not say yes in vain. And what an awesome way to continue to live in, to continue living on. You're leaving a true legacy, because you can put on them when you pass away, people can put you on a t-shirt. You can have a tombstone, but how many people really visit that tombstone continuously? That shirt, we kind of fold it up, put it in the drawer, and that's kind of it. We'll bring it out occasionally. But when you're a donor, guess what? You're talked about every single day. Every single day, that person is saying thank you. And they're telling someone in a grocery store, in a restaurant, how amazing you are for saying yes. I couldn't imagine any other way. Since I've been working here, when I first started, I didn't have a connection to donation. I just had a love for people. That was it. I just had a love for mankind. I just wanted to make sure if there is something I can do to help this four-year-old girl who needs a liver, let me find a way to make it happen. I don't want her to pass and know I done nothing, because then I'm part of the problem, right? And I refuse to sit down and be part of a problem. Since then, I now, it's come back full circle, and I really have embodied what this means. I now have an uncle who is waiting on a heart. I have an aunt who's waiting on kidneys because of high blood pressure and diabetes. How many people know someone who has high blood pressure? What about diabetes? Yes, pretty much everybody, right? We know someone who has those. Those two diseases on their own take out your kidneys and your heart. And that's why right now, heart and kidneys are the number one organs being transplanted, especially kidneys. Kidneys is number one, heart is number two because of high blood pressure and diabetes. Right now, the kidney transplant waiting list is 5 to 10 years long, because that's the need. So now do you understand why every day I don't sleep? There's no time to sleep, right? With a list 5 to 10 years, I can't sleep. So with that being said, we encourage everyone also to explore the idea of living donation, because those people on those waiting lists need it. They honestly need it. And I always get questions, well, what if you have money and if you're rich, can you get it? No. This is literally the only thing that clout cannot buy. This is the only thing. I was watching a story from Selena Gomez. She is an actress and singer, and she needed a kidney. And she said, I'm a celebrity, but I was literally about to die. There was nothing I could do to save myself. All I could do was just wait. I couldn't buy. This is the only thing that my celebrity status could not fix. And to me, that was so powerful, because it shows how actually fair we are. It goes to who needs it. It really does go to everyone. Oh, you got our own float up there. How nice. But yes, it does. It's a process, you guys. I don't think people understand. When you say yes to donation, you're saying yes to tissue. You're saying tissue helps with, how many people know someone who's had breast cancer? Tissue helps those reconstructive surgeries. Pretty neat, right? Bones. You donate bones. How many people know someone who's had some type of medical surgery? Those screws, those are made with bone. Yes. Tissues and tendons help fix ACL surgery. There's so many things that we use on a constant basis that I don't think we realize are tied into donation. That if we didn't have it, we just wouldn't be able to function. So I encourage you all to dig deeper. If you aren't already an organ donor, dig deeper into how you can help save someone and live past yourself and be selfless. To be an organ donor, you're being selfless. You're actually giving that person the gift of life. I'll close with this, because my dad's a pastor. I always have to relate it back to something, right? Can't help it. So I'm always reminded of the story of the Good Samaritan. Here you have this guy traveling. He gets beat up, hurt really bad, right? And you have this Samaritan who comes down, totally different background from this man. Nothing like this man. In the real world, these two paths would never cross. And if they did, they sure as heck wouldn't speak, right? So you have these two people. This man comes, and he then finds someone who needs help. What does he do? He does the right thing. He does the godly thing. He does the loving thing. He picks this man up. He takes him to go get help. And then when he just takes them, he says, I'll pay for it. And if this isn't enough money, I will come back and pay you the rest. Just do what you need to do to help this person stay alive. When you do organ donation, it's the same thing. It's two people, most of the times two different worlds whose paths will never cross. And guess what? You don't care. You just simply want to help this person stay alive. And them paying, him paying for it in cash, you're paying saying, here I go. I'm done here. There's nothing else I can do here. So if I'm done, let me let somebody else get their extra time. Because guess what? They probably have a lot more work to do. So let me let them finish the work that they need to do to live on. I'm Christian. If you guys have any questions, any comments, concerns, we'll be at the door right to talk. And then I'll also be here for church chat.
Church chat.
I will be here for church chats with the S, chats. If you want to talk, I also have brochures and pamphlets. Oh, I don't think I told you guys. A real big question that I always get are, what are the organs that you can donate? Heart, lungs. Lungs count for two because I can go to two separate people. Kidneys. Kidneys go to two separate people. Liver and intestines. And why do we give them to two different people? Because remember I told you our ultimate goal is to save as many lives as possible. One person can get both lungs and kidneys, but we try to give it to two different people to help maximize the lives we save. Thank you.